Hello and welcome to Sidelines. I'm David Keating. I'm here today with Stephanie and Sarah Sanders of the Cornell women's field hockey team. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I'd like to first ask you guys, what's it like to be twin teammates?
Well, we've been playing together for 13 years now, so it's a long time. And it's just like always having somebody there to be with, always having somebody there for support. I know our coach said in the paper last week, a quote, just like we always know what each other is going to do without really having to talk. So just always comfortable playing with each other.
Okay, I want to start right in on the season this year. What specifically are your goals for the season?
I'd say our goals is to get the Ivy League championship this year. So that involves beating every Ivy League team that we play because there's no tournament at the end. Mm-hmm. And limiting shots on goal and goals against us, obviously, and also low defensive corners. Yeah. We don't like giving up corners.
Okay, so explain a little bit more to those of us that aren't fully field hockey versed, a little bit about low defensive corners.
Well, defensive corners, if you don't know, are when the defense has a foul in the circle. So there's only four defenders back, and I think the number before our head coach came was like 8 corners per game, and now it's down to around an average of 5 point something per game. So we want to keep it low this season as well.
Okay, so that's a specific goal for the, and as defensive players, that's at the top of your priority list this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So what game or games, I know you've talked a little bit about the Ivy League championship, but what game or games on the calendar take on a bit of an added importance to your team goals or you know, an emotional rivalry?
I would definitely say Princeton. To get to the Ivy League championship, we have to beat Princeton. We haven't beat them since freshman year. Freshman year, we had a great game against them, came from behind and ended up winning. So I think that's one of the biggest things. Obviously, we have to beat every team that we come up against, but we're definitely looking to Princeton.
And any other games you can think of?
I'd say just the Ivy League games in general, because we want to win an Ivy League game. So
definitely. Okay, so I want to go a little bit back in your childhood a little bit. How did you guys start playing field hockey?
We started in gym class when we were in third grade, and I just remember specifically my gym teacher, who was the field hockey coach, came up to us and asked us if we wanted to start playing youth field hockey, and she handed out like a paper that we could sign up to play youth field hockey, and we both decided that that was what we wanted to do, so we signed up for it, and obviously we've liked it since then.
Definitely. What other sports did you guys play when you were growing up?
Well, that was probably one of our main differences growing up. We both played field hockey, we both played lacrosse, but I played basketball and she played volleyball. So the winter sports were our one difference, kind of split off there.
Your short time apart.
Yeah.
And then how did you two end up at Cornell together? Was that something that was thought out in advance or just sort of happened that way?
I think that we were both looking at the same schools to go to, and we have the same interests in like what we want in a school and what we want in teammates. So I think at first it wasn't really a thing where we were going to definitely go together, because I think we would have been fine not going to school together, but we both ended up liking Cornell the best, and so that was our final decision that we made pretty much separately, I'd say.
Yeah, but I'm glad we decided to go together.
Okay, so what else at Cornell are you involved in besides academics and field hockey?
Well, we're both in the same sorority, Pi Beta Phi. We're both Cornell Tradition.
Tell us a little bit about Cornell Tradition.
That's just a volunteer and work program. Okay. So it's a select number of students on campus, and we have to meet a requirement of volunteer hours and work hours.
Okay, that's great. So I want to look a little bit back on when you started at Cornell versus where you are now and where the program is now. Can you sort of describe a little bit of how that's changed in your 4 years here or fourth year here?
I'd say we're definitely leaders now on the team, being seniors and her being captain. I think that our freshman year, the freshmen don't really play a huge role on the team, but we were excited to like look forward to when we were seniors and when we could be leaders. And
So would it be fair to say you learned a fair amount from the girls that were juniors and seniors when you first came in?
Yeah, absolutely. I know coming in, you're just nervous. You're, you know, shaky every game. You're, I don't know, nervous going into. But now as seniors, it's kind of like we're confident, like we're, you know, leaders. And I hope that the freshmen can learn as much as we did from the upperclassmen.
That's all you can expect from a team like that. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your pregame and postgame or night before team traditions?
Yeah, so I guess the night before games, we always go for milkshakes, and our coaches don't really like it that much that we get them the night before a game, because I guess it's not that healthy, but it's a tradition. We've done it since we came here on a recruiting visit. We went out for milkshakes with the team on a recruiting visit the night before their game, and we've done it ever since we've been here. So ever since I can remember, we've gone for milkshakes the night before. Yeah.
Do you have any idea where that started from? Or?
No. I know it started a few years back, but not exactly sure how.
And you've never missed one in your time?
We've maybe missed a few when we've been busy, but we try not to. Every time at least somebody on the team goes and gets it, we go to a little cafe down in College Town when we're home, always the same one, or when we're away, we'll try and find some restaurant to go to, or somewhere convince the coaches to stop.
And any other ones you can think of that are, you know, pregame, postgame?
Yeah. Well, before games, we usually have a dance party in the locker room. Every season, we try and pick a song that's meaningful. Last season, I don't know if you've ever seen the video of our Virginia trip, but we always like to dance pretty crazy to songs right before the game. It gets us pumped up.
What is this year's song?
This year's song is Club Can't Handle Me. I don't know if you know what it's called. It's called Club Can't Handle Me.
There you go. Wow.
We have to play it at the end, right before we go out.
Yeah.
And also, before games, we sing our alma mater right before we go out onto the field.
In the locker room.
In the locker room,
yeah. So Club Can't Even Handle Me and the alma mater together as a tradition. Well, yeah. I'm a big fan of that. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. This was great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. I'm David Keating. So long.